Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Let's Talk About. I almost died there, but you know what? That's just from the shock horror that we are indeed doing 2 weeks on the trot of Let's Talk About. I know.
Can't believe it.
But if you know us, we'll do a few weeks and then we'll drop off the face of the earth and then we'll do a few more weeks.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is how the apple crumble cookies. Now, I'm your host for this morning or afternoon or evening or whenever it is you are delighting in our voices. And I am Elliot. But along with me is another host who goes by the name of Seb.
Hi, that's me.
Ah, very good. So we take pride in never knowing what we're going to say on this podcast. Mm. And for one of us today, that's especially true because we are going to be talking about the announcements of D23. Now, my friend Seb here has heard very minimal information.
That is true.
I'm sure you've heard some things through the grapevine, but that's what we're going to go through. Now, we don't know how long this is all going to take, so I'll be keeping an eye on things. We might split this into two episodes. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Essentially, what we're going to do is I'm going to try my best to, over the course of however long, cover all the announcements. You'll be able to hear Seb's like first impressions.
Yeah, live reaction.
Yeah. If I miss anything, don't be mean to me in the Instagram comments. I'm just a simple human being trying one's best.
So, very good.
Have you actually heard anything from D23?
No, I saw a picture on Instagram, but I actually can't remember what it said now, which I'm quite happy about, because normally I'll see something and like scan the entire thing and ruin it for myself. So I'm going into this pretty blind. Now, some of our listeners may not even know what D23 is, Mr. Elliot. Could you maybe explain to those people what it actually is?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think I will. No. Yeah, sure. It's so yearly, Disney have like a little expedition, or expo if you want to shorten it. Mm. A little event that lasts, I can't remember if it's 1 or 2 or 3 days or however long it lasts. It's in America, so I don't keep too much track of all that, but it's kind of like a Comic-Con thing but for Disney, where people go and they find out lots of new information. It's like kind of like a big event of the year where they announce all the upcoming things and what's going on. So Marvel Studios and Kevin Feige use it sometimes for announcements as well. So they'll kind of like switch between San Diego Comic-Con and D23 to mix up some things.
Okay.
And it's great because we all get announcements on things from Pixar, from Walt Disney Animation Studios, about Star Wars, and about Marvel. So we're going to be covering a lot of things under that bracket today. All the announcements that have just happened. Well, it just happened at time of recording. By the time this is released, that might be somewhat different.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we get to hear your thoughts, and obviously mine as well. But no one's here for that, because I've had time to dwell on these.
Oh.
We want to hear your unadulterated thoughts on every matter.
Yes.
Now, what I would have liked to have done is split this up into maybe two episodes, but have it logical, where perhaps one was based on Disney and Pixar, the other one was based on like Marvel and Star Wars. But to make sure I don't miss a lot of things out, I'm following a website, sort of like summary of it all. That's Mashable's article. So if you ever want to have a little read of that, you can do. And it's in a really random order. So I don't really know what's going on there. Maybe it was like an order of announcement. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
But we're going for it. We are going for it. All right, so let's begin, shall we? You may have heard that they're making a live-action Moana.
Yes.
And that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is reprising his role as Maui.
Yep.
But how they're getting someone else to play the lead, even though the person who voices Moana is literally the living embodiment of Moana. But
oh, really?
That's a conversation for another time. Mm-hmm. Well, The Rock's a busy man because they've also announced Moana 2.
Yes.
A direct sequel to Moana.
That's just ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I can't remember if they've said... Okay, yes. Yeah, so Oh, apparently, I feel like that's not right. Apparently, Moana 2 hits theatres November 27th, 2024. I don't think that's quite correct.
Well, there was a trailer for it earlier this year.
That is true. Or maybe it does. Oh, well, I don't know why it was announced then. Oh, unless it was just a new trailer for it, maybe. But yeah. One of the things we now know is she's older because she has a younger sister.
Yes.
Who can talk.
Ah.
So that's really cool. And there's going to be more Pua. And right. If there's anything we missed in the first one, is more Pua. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it was. So they released the official trailer for Moana 2.
Right.
So we got to see the first... Well, I think we had a first look before, but we now get a proper look at it. So cool. That was released. A lot of these, I'll be honest, are stuff that we do know about, but we released more stuff for it.
Yeah. Okay. So, because I knew about both of those. I'm guessing the live-action one's set to come out after this, yeah?
Yeah, so 2026.
Okay. And there's going to be a live-action Moana 2 after that.
yeah, most likely, yeah. One we do know about, we've now got a proper full trailer for Snow White live action.
Oh, the one with Rachel, what her face?
Zegler.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, but also has our first look, well, I think it's our first look anyway, of Gal Gadot, or Gadot, whatever you want to call her, as the mean lady. What's her name?
The queen, the evil queen.
Evil queen, yes. I watched the trailer. So I did watch all the trailers, to be fair, as I was preparing for this. So it may sound like I don't know anything.
Okay.
And that is true. But at least I'm a person who doesn't know anything who's watched the trailers.
That's true.
So Moana 2 does look good. It looks like it's very much got that same kind of theme and magic as that first one. Because we both love Moana.
Yeah.
Snow White. I'm not being drawn into at all. I'm not being drawn at all.
No, I
don't know.
I don't care either way for that film. I have a particular disdain for live action remakes because I think it's a very soulless cash grab. And it was bad enough when they were doing like all the old ones, like with Lion King and Beauty and the Beast, and just being like a frame for frame remake. But now to do it for stuff that's so recent as like Moana, which is like less than 10 years old, I think. It's just like, I just don't care at all. But the original one is really good. And so I have high hopes for the second one. I'll be interested to see what they do with it, but yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting as well, because like, before a decade ago, roughly, you know, forgive me please, roughly. Okay. I think there was only like one Disney sequel that was like officially from the studios. And that was Rescuers Down Under.
Yes.
And then now we've got Frozen 2. We've got Moana 2. We've got Wreck-It Ralph 2. Lots of twos.
That's a good point, yeah.
And, you know, Frozen 2 was a bop. Loved Frozen 2. Wreck-It Ralph 2 was a nop.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah. And I can't remember what the other one was I said, but yeah. Anyway, linking on from that, you're going to love this based on your comment. They've also announced a live-action Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, I saw a picture of the CGI Stitch, actually. That's insane.
he looks very good, doesn't he, Stitch? Mm. Mm. What are your thoughts on that?
Funny one is I don't think I watched it until a few years ago, actually. which I know seems like illegal. But it's funny how we talk about like the 90s Disney as being like the peak and then it like trailed off. And yet we've got like the noughties had like Emperor's New Groove, Lilo and Stitch. So had some
Treasure Planet.
Yeah, right. All these classics. And I know for a lot of people, Lilo and Stitch is quite close to their heart. So I'd be interested to see, because a problem with like that in Futurama is that like aliens that can be quite cute and funny in cartoon maybe won't translate as well to live action. So I'd be interested to see what that looks like.
Yeah. So far, everything, I'm like Moana 2, I'm looking forward to. Snow White, I probably won't even go to the cinema to see.
Yeah.
But Lilo and Stitch, I need to see a proper trailer, but I'm intrigued. Now, this is an interesting one. because of what we literally just did, Incredibles 3 has been announced.
Oh, that's funny.
So to basically sort of like fill our listeners in, next week, the episode you're going to be hearing is our review of Incredibles 2. And I said, well, seeing as we're, releasing it in that order, why don't we record Incredibles after the D23 one? To which my lovely co-host was like, no.
No.
So like, okay. So in it, I asked him about whether he'd like to see a sequel, and he said yes. So your wish has been answered.
Oh, I'm happy.
And it's got what's-his-face, Kevin Bird, something Bird, Bird's the word.
Brad Bird.
That's the one. he's returning.
Oh, good.
I've literally got it right here. Brad Bird. So yeah, that'll be... There's not been many announcements about it, but yeah.
That could be quite interesting, because when did the first one come out? Was it like 2004?
2006? I don't know, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, so...
I have no idea.
So it was, what, 10? Like 10 or 12 years between the first two. I guess, yeah, by the time that one comes out, it'll probably be about the same, won't it?
Yeah. So it should be good, because obviously you should be listening out for our review of Incredibles 2 next week. But, spoiler alert, skip 15 seconds if you don't want to hear. We now have it where the supers are legal again. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. Right. You've heard a lot about live-action remakes and sequels. You probably want to hear something original, something exciting.
Oh, yeah? I cherish the thought, yeah.
Here we go. Toy Story 5 has been announced.
Okay.
It's not been...
I saw a picture of this one. Isn't it they're having to fight iPads because of this iPad kid generation? That's funny, okay.
Yes. So it'll be interesting. I'm a bit confused because I've only seen the fourth one once. I wasn't a massive fan, if I'm going to be honest. Because we've watched the first two as part of this podcast, haven't we? But we've not got Toy Story 3 yet.
Correct, so. Yeah. I've seen the first three, but we've only reviewed the first two.
No, okay. So you haven't seen Toy Story 4 at all?
No.
No, so for me, it wasn't amazing, if I'm being completely honest with you. I feel like... The Toy Stories kind of like drop a bit each time. And I feel like the jump between 3 and 4 was quite a big one.
Yeah,
it was
all
right.
That's probably the consensus, I think, yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like with the ending, the fifth one, from what I've seen, doesn't really make sense. But again, I might be remembering it wrong. Also, obviously, we don't know what's going to happen with this film. So, yeah. So, watch out for that. Summer of 2026. Okay. Frozen 3.
Yay.
And apparently strongly hinted at Frozen 4 as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm guessing... Frozen 3 will be the first Disney animation from the actual studios, but it's been the third one.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I guess it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm quite excited for this because I thought Frozen 2... was also very, very good.
Okay.
I haven't heard your thoughts on it yet because you've not seen it.
Correct. That might be why.
So as long as you see it before 2027, you'll be ready for Frozen 3.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to make it. Hope it will come
Isn't
up with
amazing?
The spinner, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. How are you feeling about these announcements so far? Noticing a trend?
Oh, I couldn't have predicted that Disney would just do sequels and live-action remakes. Couldn't have seen that coming.
No. Well, that's all good. Because this is where it changes here. With Zootopia 2!
The thing is, I can't tell if you're joking or not.
Oh, no, I'm being completely serious. No listeners won't be able to see this, but look, there is...
Ah! Are they going to call it Tootopia?
No. I mean, they might do. Who knows? When is this being released?
There's
2025. End of picture.
Next year, okay. There's a...
Apparently.
I saw a screenshot from... they did a, like, D23 parody in The Boys, and there's a picture and it's like, we're on phase 19. And they do this like picture where they've got all the different films, just like how Marvel was doing it. And it's like Thingy 7 and this team. And it's just like, oh, it's funny that they're making fun of Disney. And then Disney just go and do it again in real life. So that's fun.
Yeah, but why not? To be honest, I'm excited for this one because Zootopia is very good.
Wasn't there a series as well?
Yeah, but it was just, it was kind of like the Iron Groot series. It was just like small, like 5-minute episodes.
Okay.
So you can kind of like watch the entire series in half an hour. Yeah. That was very good.
Well, I mean, I quite like the world and I like the characters. And I know there's a lot of fan fiction about it as well. But I think they could do something with this, yeah?
Yeah, because now they're both, well, spoiler alert, skip 15 seconds if you don't know about the ending of Zootopia. Now they're both cops.
They are.
So,
yes.
So that'll be exciting.
Oh, I was about to say it'd be like a buddy cop movie, but I feel like that was the first one. But maybe it'd be like Bad Boys.
Yeah, maybe. Right, I feel like I've got another one here, but I feel like it gets mentioned later. I'll mention it now, and then if I find it, I'll talk about it more. There is actually, oh, here we go, I found it. A Pixar release that is not a sequel, which is Elio.
Elio?
Yeah, E-L-I-O.
Okay.
Elio? Yeah. So, Elio follows a young boy who accidentally becomes Earth's ambassador to the alien communiverse.
Okay.
It sounds funny. Yeah, it's got Zoe Saldana will be in the cast, as well as some other names. Oh, Jamila Jamil.
Okay. Jamil?
Yeah, I know who it is. Brad Garrett. So yeah, and it's got the same people who co-wrote and directed Coco. So that hits theatres. It says June 13th. I'm guessing that must be next year. I've not got the date for a year here.
Hmm.
But yeah, I like the sound of that. Do you know why I like the sound of it?
Because it's an original idea.
It's an original idea, isn't it?
Nice? That's such a strange concept. Well, yeah, because I think back to what have been the previous Pixar things recently.
Yeah, Turning Red.
Yep.
Which is an experience, to say the least.
It is.
See, I was about to ask you that question because I can't remember.
Well, because we had Inside Out 2. But yeah, so like,
oh, yeah.
Soul. Is Luca Pixar or is that Disney?
Luca is Pixar, yes.
Pixar. Wish was Disney, wasn't it? Not Pixar.
Correct.
Right.
I've got them here. It's the. Oh, that's not in the right order. That's highest grossing films. No. I want in order, please, sir. Yeah. Okay, well, you had... do it. Okay. You had Onward in 2020.
Oh,
you had
yeah.
Lightyear in 2022. Elemental.
Oh, yeah.
In 2023. And yeah, Inside Out 2, 2024.
Yeah, I think if you ignore Onward and Lightyear... There was a nice string there of, again, original ideas, but then they kept peppering in sequels, and they've been doing that since. So, yeah, a nice new thing. Why not?
Onward is an original idea.
Yeah, but it wasn't very good, though.
You've
oh,
not
no!
Seen it.
No, wait, that's the one I've not seen. I apologise. I was thinking of the other one. Strange whatever.
Oh, Strange World. That was Disney.
Yeah, sorry. I apologise.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's Onward. Sacrilege. I loved Onward. I cried during Onward.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch Onward for a
I've not seen it.
But yeah. No, well, you should. You should. That's my review.
All
right. Anyway, cool. Right. Now we're going to move on to Star Wars. We finally got a trailer for Skeleton Crew.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that years ago.
Yeah, it was finally coming. It premieres in December on Disney Plus. And yeah, it looks good. It's again set in the New Republic era. It's about these kids who've lost their way in the galaxy. They're trying to get their way home, and then they meet a Jedi, which is played by Jude Law.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it looks interesting.
In the New Republic, Does it say...
Yeah, so it's years after Return of the Jedi.
Right, because I'm trying to think, are they setting this after, like, Mandalorian, or... I'm wondering.
I'm not sure.
Okay, that could be cool.
I do not know. But yeah, I think it's... All right. I'm a bit on a low with Star Wars, because of all the stuff I've been hearing about The Acolyte. And I know I shouldn't judge it based on what I've heard, but I mean, yeah. I have heard a lot.
Yeah, you should judge it on the 3 episodes I watched and then stopped.
Oh, okay. So yeah, but I'll watch it at some point. I'm sure I will. Right, then we come to a new trailer being released for Agatha All Along. And we get to see a bit more of Aubrey Plaza in her role.
Oh, okay. Because this has gone through like 3 different name changes, hasn't it, or something, this show?
Yeah. So it was like Coven of Chaos, wasn't it, at the start?
Yeah.
Like but this one is a weird one for me, because it just seems very dark.
Mm.
But then they play it off like it's not. But it does seem like a very dark kind of like series. So again, I'm not massively excited for it. And I'll be honest, I don't think I'm alone in that thought.
I think if this had come out
sooner
to WandaVision, maybe. But they have this thing where like they teased it after that. So, okay, that'd be interesting. But then also like White Vision was a thing we all wanted to know what was going to happen. And not done anything of that since. So they've been doing so many different things that we're not going back to the stuff that we actually care about.
Yeah. And now we've got to try and remember all of them.
Yeah. But
yeah, interesting. We also got our snippet to the Fantastic Four. First Steps is the official title, in case you didn't know.
First what?
First Steps.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. We've got bad internet, so that might be why he's doing it. It's got better now. Look, yeah.
Fantastic Four, First Snippet. First Steps.
Okay. Oh, Steps, Snippet. And then Snippet. Yeah, so again, we see a little bit of it. They had Galactus in the trailer.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Which is cool. That particular bit may have been in the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I can't quite remember. But I think you get to see like a little bit more of them. You get to see, I think you see Johnny in his super suit at one point. Again, because this was also so close to the Marvel stuff at San Diego, I might be mixing them up slightly.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah. Are they in the...
Because I like Fantastic Four.
They're in like the original comic costumes as well, aren't they, I think?
Yeah.
Fun.
And it's based in like the 60s as well, where again it's originally set, and it's a different universe, so there's not going to be all these weird questions like, oh, well, where it's... So that'll be cool.
I'm looking forward to that.
But yeah. Something new. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, we've had 3 Fantastic Four films, if you ignore the weird thing from the 90s. First two, part of our childhood. I think they were fun. Not amazing. I never even saw the 2015 one. It's just a shame we've not had a really good kind of thing. And I think I have faith that they can do this properly. That being said, Marvel have been very up and down in the past few years. So who knows what could happen.
Who knows? This is probably the thing I'm more excited about. We got a snippet to Daredevil Born Again.
Yes.
And we see a lot of people in this. So we see the Punisher returning. John Bernthal, whatever his name is.
Great.
Returning as the Punisher. As well as Karen and Foggy, the same people who played them.
Good.
We got our first look at Bullseye.
Oh, yeah.
And White Tiger. We've seen who the villain is, which is Muse. Which I don't know an awful lot about, but I think like artist thing, we do a lot of like blood, and it's like quite a scary kind of like setup, like the mask, literally the eyes like made out of blood, and then it like strips down.
Okay.
You can see a picture at some point. Why not? But it's interesting because it looks like that Kingpin has got a team up with Daredevil for this threat.
Ooh.
And for whatever reason, Kamala Khan's father is in this. So
okay.
Yep, work that one out. But yeah, that I'm happy they're listening to the fans and they're just like they're bringing everyone back.
Yeah, well, because they were like, we're going to make this show, but we're not really going to keep anything that was good. And it's like, well, hang on. Everyone loved like all the characters and they're all really good. And it is funny looking back that, you know, has there been an MCU show since they've started doing all these, like since WandaVision, that's been as good as, say, Daredevil or Jessica Jones?
I think there's been some close ones.
Mm.
But yeah, they've not been, they've been very up and down.
Because I'm trying to think, when Daredevil came out, it was like that series was like top quality. And even not all the MCU films were reaching that quality. It was only the top films. So it'd be good if they could do this justice, I think. Especially because we've got like Spider-Man, all these other street heroes. I really want to see them kind of actually do stuff. Be nice.
Yeah, it'd be absolutely wonderful. Right. Next announcement. Avatar 3 now has a name, which is Avatar Fire and Ash.
Ah, so the second one was The Way of Water, so we're working our way through the four elements.
Yeah, and then the final fifth film is going to be where they encounter Kang. Not Kang. That's a different series altogether. Aang, yeah. Because that's a funny joke.
So, I'm guessing there'll be like volcanoes and stuff.
Who knows? Actually, do we have any more information on it other than just that? No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, who knows? There's no official details of the sequel. Just the name. Oh, and some concept art as well. So, yeah, that'd be nice. That's scheduled for release. End of next year, December next year.
Yeah, because I like the second one. I think it's pretty good actually. So I'm intrigued to see what they do with this one.
Yeah, and I might be able to rattle a few of these off, but we'll see. So this one is the best news of the entire of D23, by far. Okay. Not even joking. Freaky Friday 2 is now Freakier Friday.
Oh, okay. Have they got Lindsay Lohan back?
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. He started recording a couple of weeks ago. Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Brilliant.
So, I mean, what a film that was.
Why are they doing a sequel?
I don't know, but I'm here for it.
Okay.
I am in. You know what they say, in Disney, we trust.
Do they say that?
No. But I'm very much excited for it.
Yeah, this podcast is in favour of a Freakier Friday.
Oh, yes. I haven't watched any of these. We have the reveal and first look of a third film in the Tron franchise.
Oh!
Tron Ares.
Sequel to Tron Legacy.
Hmm. You seen them?
I've seen Tron Legacy. I've seen some of Tron. Most stuff I know from that film was from a level on Kingdom Hearts. Tron Legacy is one of those where I think visually it was very cool. They had a weird de-aged Jeff Bridges, which they'll be able to do properly now. But I remember the music was quite good. I think people really liked it. I think it had like a Daft Punk soundtrack. But I don't really care. But this could be fun.
No. Who knows? Maybe I'll watch the others at some point.
Oh.
Maybe we'll talk about it on the podcast.
Maybe.
So many options. So many things we won't do. Right. You ready to hear about a new Disney project?
Yeah.
There's like barely anything on it. It's Monster Jam, which is going to be featuring someone who's not very busy at the moment, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What's this about then?
What do we know about it? It's to do about monster trucks, and it's inspired by the monster truck driving event of the same name. That's all I know.
Great. Can't wait.
So, you know, that'll be magical. We also have Pixar's first ever original TV series.
Ooh.
And it's going to be titled Win or Lose. It introduces us to Pickles, a softball team giving up for a championship. And we're going to have a look at 8 different characters all going through different things. And yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah, that sounds that could go either way, I feel.
But I tell you what's not going to go either way is this one. Is then another Pixar series called Dream Productions, which takes place in between Inside Out 1 and Inside Out 2.
Okay.
Amazing. Yeah.
We
don't know if
that.
Any of the original... Yeah. We don't know if any of the original characters are going to be in it or not. But it's about the dream factory inside Riley's head.
Oh, okay. That could be like a fun little kid show then. Because that... Did we see it in the second one? Or was it just in the first one, the dream factory?
I can't remember. If I'm being honest with you. I think it was in the first one.
Yeah. Because I'm sure
know.
That
it's been
was...
I'll be guessing. Yeah. I have memories, but Hoppers is something that's new. It's a new Pixar film.
Oh, okay.
Hoppers.
Hoppers.
Like Judy Hopps. Yes, Hoppers.
Is it about rabbits?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Hoppers introduces us to Mabel, a young girl who transfers her consciousness into a robot beaver in order to learn more about the world of animals. Yep.
That's not and where I thought what? That was going.
I'm here. Yeah, but I'm here for it. And that's due to come out spring 2026.
Why is it called Hoppers if she's a robot beaver?
You'll have to watch a film to find out.
Okay.
I'm afraid. Yeah. We also got a new trailer for Mufasa, the Lion King. Now, what I like about this is I literally just saw this before we started off it on this recording. I literally just saw this just before we started recording this podcast on Instagram. So bearing in mind, I've seen this off Instagram, so I don't know, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. But apparently, what happens in this movie is Mufasa is an orphan and then Scar rescues him and convinces his family, his tribe, to take in Mufasa. Meaning that Mufasa is now not actually the true heir to the king, but still somehow becomes it. Therefore, Disney making Scar look like he has a reason for having a villain arc. And I think that's pointless.
Yeah, I hate it. This just exemplifies everything that's wrong with Disney, modern films, everything. Again, it's a cash grab. Oh, we made loads of money on the 2019 version. We'll make a story. Oh, why don't we make the good guy actually the bad guy? And we'll have yet another sympathetic villain. Because we've not had a real evil villain for like 20 years at this point. And completely undermine the original films and go against a lot. I'm pretty sure there's a line where Mufasa says about his ancestors, whatever. So it's like, who cares? Who really wants to watch this film? I don't know.
There you have it, folks. Seb's unadulterated thoughts on Mufasa.
It's just such a classic story that they have bastardized. Not once, but now twice. It's ridiculous. They need to be stopped.
I'm so sorry you feel this way. Then we come back to something I thought was dead. Kind of like The Lion King and Mufasa, but never mind. But this is reared its end with... Reared its end, whatever. You know, Ironheart has had a teaser trailer. So apparently... Apparently, that's actually going to be released now, and it's actually going to happen next year. I just presume they gave up, but apparently Disney don't know how to keep things dead. But yeah. Alas, yeah.
It's an interesting decision, isn't it? It's like, it's already been a controversial thing, I think, in comics, and they've gone, I know, let's take the worst part of Wakanda Forever and make a thing about that.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. Because Wakanda Forever didn't do amazing, so maybe that's because they didn't have enough Ironheart.
Didn't it? Did it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just don't like Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it's your least favourite film.
Yeah.
The sequel
not to do with the cultures or anything like that.
No. The sequel, I can't remember what we said, but it was good but really sad, and I don't think I could watch it again.
I thought it was better than the first one, but for me, that's kind of like, well, you know, I'd much rather eat my own sick than eat dog poo. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Wow.
No, it's not that bad. I don't mind the original Black Panther. I just find the story a bit boring.
Yeah.
Although I think that the villain is done very well.
Yeah. The villains...
I like Black Panther as a character. I like him in the other ones, yeah.
Yeah.
The second one, I think the story was a bit more exciting. But overall, it didn't really grab me.
Yeah, I think the story is probably more interesting. Namor was really cool. And Ironheart, I didn't care about her at all. That felt very tacked on. They were setting up Young Avengers. And this is the thing, isn't it? I think everything's just been taking too long. Like, we had Iron Man 2, and then... within 2 years, we had Avengers, where we're setting up all the characters. And it didn't take long. Whereas now we've had how many years since... I know we had COVID and everything, but like how long has it been since all these hundreds of new characters? And none of them have seen each other.
Yeah. But the villain in Ironheart is the Hood. So that might be all right.
The Hood.
Yeah. Right. Now we move on to some Star Wars news.
Oh, yeah.
Andor Season 2.
Cool.
I don't actually know what they've announced, because they've not given us a release date yet. They've shown exclusive footage that have shown that at least 2 Rogue One characters would be returning.
Ooh.
Which is Orson Krennic and K2SO.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, with the same people, I think, doing them. It's going to be 12 episodes, and it's going to cover a period of 3 years.
Okay.
So, how exciting. But did you ever finish Andor?
I think I still had 1 or 2 episodes left. I don't know why I never finished it, because it was really good. Did you finish it?
I finished it, yes. Yeah. I thought it was very good. Yeah, I think some of the best Star Wars stuff we've had in a little while.
Yeah.
As I said, some of, though.
Well, because, like, a lot of people who aren't massive Star Wars fans, I think, liked it, because it was just a really well-done story. And I think it's like Season 1 of Mandalorian is a good comparison, because they did their new thing. They had a few elements that are familiar, but they didn't rely on, like, references and cameos, whereas they started doing that in Season 2. So I hope they're not doing that again, where they're going to bring in all these other characters. But it makes sense that, you know, those kind of characters would show up. So I have high hopes.
Me too. So we haven't got a release date for that yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Sticking on Star Wars, they got the announcement of the movie The Mandalorian and Grogu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just weeks into production. They were shown some footage at D23.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, that's it, because I've actually seen some of it. Where we saw the Razor Crest ship and Zeb from Star Wars Rebels making an appearance. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be intrigued to see how well it does at the box office.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Did the Razor Crest get blown up?
Well, yeah, which is why they've said they've teased the return of the ship.
Okay.
Who knows?
It's a funny one, because I think if you'd asked me straight after the end of Season 2, I'd be like, yeah, I'm up for this. But after Book of Boba Fett and season 3 of Mandalorian, I think it's really lost a lot of charm for a lot of people.
Yeah, I concur. But if I remember correctly, I feel like this is basically just going to be like a combination of all his stuff. So
yeah,
all this extra stuff around this period as well. So I'm hoping that that's maybe might maybe do a little bit more with what went on with Ahsoka.
Yeah,
but also might not. I don't know. We'll see. Right, we've also got, I didn't see the first season, but season 2 of Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Oh, no, I never saw that either.
Okay, cool. And again, I'm pretty sure, I can't remember if this was D23 or if this was the, or if this was at Comic-Con, but they were showing footage from the new Captain America.
Yes.
And they've seen Red Hulk, like, transformation.
Right, yeah, because I saw the previous trailer, but I saw a snippet of a front view of Red Hulk, so I'm guessing that was from, one of them.
Yeah. And apparently that they're going to be mining the Celestial that we see at the end of...
The Eternals.
That film. Thank you. And because he's made of adamantium. Oh, my days. Adamantium.
I just assumed he was like stone because that's what it looked like she turned him into.
Yeah, well, you'd be wrong.
Because that's a lot of adamantium, unless it's like little parts of him are. But it's good that they're finally referencing that because we said, didn't we, about like the films have just ignored this giant hand.
Yeah, so that'd be good to see what's going on there. And that's it for kind of like the TV shows and the films. Well, as far as I'm aware, anyway. There's a couple of other interesting things announced. Like, they're doing a tour next year of Descendants and Zombies mixed together.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know what that's going to be like.
that sounds right up your
that's
alley.
A thing. Oh, yeah. And also, The Greatest Showman is now going to become an actual show on the theatre. So,
I'm surprised it wasn't already.
Yeah, to be fair. So I think that'll do well, as I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Is Hugh going to be in it, I'd assume?
No, I don't. Well, obviously, I don't think it's anything confirmed, but I don't think so. Because obviously, like, if it's a theatre show, it's being made to go kind of like different places around the world, isn't it?
Mm.
So... you'll have to have different casts, and also,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, he might do the American one.
Yeah, because he's done like theatre, hasn't he? So
yeah. He could well do, oh. But I do not know.
What a time to be alive!
Oh yeah, just enough to see Kamala Khan's dad in Daredevil.
Oh, sorry, that really tickled me.
I can hear.
Oh, I'm so glad I was born where I was so I could witness Kamala Khan's dad in Daredevil.
I want to know why. I don't understand the reference.
Because you were like, oh, it's got Daredevil and Foggy and Bullseye and White Tiger and Kamala Khan's dad.
I don't even know his name.
No, I can't remember either.
Daddy Khan. Anyway.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure we're all looking forward to seeing Daddy Khan on the small screen.
Oh, don't call him Daddy Khan.
Anyway, oh. That was D23. So what do you think of all those announcements?
Oh, I'm over the moon. Well, if you ignore all the... endless sequels and prequels and midquels and sidequels and remakes. It looks promising.
About two things.
Just 90% of the things you said, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think it's good. There's a few bits I'm quite excited for. But, you know, lots of teaser trailers out there. So who knows, maybe you'll spend your afternoon watching them all.
I might just do that.
Yeah, you might as well. But obviously... we would love to hear our listeners' thoughts on all these announcements. Anything you're excited for, anything that's really irked you like it irked Seb earlier with Mufasa. You know, where can they tell us about their irkings?
Oh, they can join me on ihatemufasa.com. No, that might be a website. I hope it's not. But they can send us an email at letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com, or they can slide into our DMs, or you can sneeze.
Nice.
I'm sorry. We've got our Instagram, lta.podcast. I'm tempted to put up a poll about Lion King, just to see how many people
I think you should
love it. So yeah, that's how they can get in touch.
Well, very good. So next week, as you've already heard, we are doing our review of Incredibles 2. The week after that, I don't know. Maybe we'll have another 2 months off. Ooh. It's we will never know.
I think we deserve it.
Yeah, I think we've worked really hard. But, you know, I suppose the last thing I can say is just, you know, to end on a more serious note, you know, is justice for Scar is what is needed.
I hate you so much.
Oh, dear. All right. And goodbye.